Merry Bloody Christmas, copyright 2022. Written by Michelle Roger, narrated by Perry F. Bruns, and published by Converted Books. All rights reserved. Merry Bloody Christmas by Michelle Roger, read by Perry F. Bruns. Christmas Eve morning was cold and damp. A layer of fresh snow had fallen overnight and blanketed the ground. Children in town were gathering outside of the old Macy's department store window between the Faygo soda stand and Detroit State Bank. They pointed at the classic toys, train sets and dolls, guitars and hockey sticks, teasing one another about what they might open from Santa the next morning. Parents held steaming cups of coffee while they chatted with one another, occasionally stopping to glance over at the podium. Detroit had become a city of less than 10,000 since the pandemic. Santa's visit took days to arrange in other cities like New York and Chicago, but in Detroit, the whole Christmas gift selection took less than a few hours, leaving plenty of time for Christmas Eve dinner and celebration. Toddlers gathered in the front of the crowd, happy to play and laugh with other children after the long isolation. With the arrival of holiday break, the feeling of freedom rested solemnly on the teenagers who banded together into small gangs. Two boys dared the others to go and touch the outer perimeter fence. A few others, dressed in their hunting camouflage, hoisted gaunt-looking girls up onto their shoulders to get a better look over the chain link. Martin McDonald joined them, his backpack filled with bags of chopped-up squirrel parts and freshly killed snowbirds. He passed out the parcels to the other boys.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?